CPR News, I'm Mike Lamp. A Denver district court judge says bars must comply with Colorado's executive orders, CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
Judge Brian Whitney sided with Governor Jared Polis and the state's health department in upholding COVID-19 mandates. The Colorado Tavern League, a group representing bar owners, sued to overturn capacity limits and an order to stop serving alcohol at 10 p.m. The group argued the orders were arbitrary and unfairly targeted bars. The state countered that a surge in cases earlier this month was driven by people ages 20 to 29. The state says mobile tracking showed that demographic frequenting bars and restaurants. The judge acknowledged the severe toll such orders are taking on entertainment and hospitality, but ultimately says the state is acting in the public interest with the best information available during a pandemic. A Tavern League representative says the group intends to appeal the decision. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
The company behind a rodeo that drew thousands of people last weekend has agreed to cancel any upcoming events that may violate state public health orders. At the event in Weld County last Sunday, people didn't wear masks or keep a safe distance. The EPA wants to use a plot of land in southwest Colorado to store mine waste. Officials say they'll use the land to build long-term facilities for sludge and other waste from mines around Silverton and a water treatment plant. The EPA will take public comments on the proposal until August 29th. Western Colorado has sunny and hot weather today and through the weekend. Along the Front Range, it's highs in the 80s and a chance for thunderstorms this afternoon. This is CPR News.